Chapter 2. July. The cheat started in July, and I began to go a bit crazy. I remember waking up one morning and feeling like I'd had enough of everything. It was a sunny day, the sky was blue, and there were no clouds, but I didn't feel happy. I was still feeling shocked by what my dad had said in May about marriage at 17. His words kept repeating in my mind, and I needed to do anything to stop myself thinking about them. I met Addie nearly every afternoon that summer holiday, looking for crazy things to do. One afternoon, we were walking up Evington Road to the city centre, and I was playing a game called Find the White Man, because this area was about 90% Asian. Almost all the shops and people were Asian or black. This is why I loved Leicester. It was a mix of everyone and very multicultural. My family didn't believe that this was a good thing, but Addie and I thought it was fantastic. In the city centre, we went from store to store looking for something to steal. As we walked, Addie told me about a girl at school, Sarah, who wanted to go out with him. We were walking up another street when Addie pulled at my arm. He pointed at two blonde girls who were walking towards us on the other side of the road. "That's Sarah," he said excitedly, pointing at the taller girl. But I was looking at the other one, who had long, curly hair and tanned skin. "Who's the girl with her?" I asked. I could not stop looking at her. As they passed us, they smiled. We didn't see them again that afternoon, but in 5 minutes, I had changed from not being sure about girlfriends to wanting the girl with the curly hair. August. I had started thinking about the curly-haired girl more and more. Addie and I had just finished playing football with my cousin Ekbal and his friends. "Let's go into town," I said. "We always go into town," he replied. "Let's do something else." "But we might see Sarah again." "You won't be happy if I see her and you're not there." "You're just hoping to see the other girl with curly hair," he said, and laughed. But he agreed to go. We went into the Shires, which was the shopping centre in the middle of Leicester. We were there for about half an hour when I saw Sarah coming out of a clothes shop. I looked behind her, and there was her friend too. Sarah said hello to Addie and smiled at me. I think my face went bright red because Addie and Sarah started laughing. I looked at Sarah's friend, who had gone red too.
"You're Addie, aren't you?" Sarah asked.
"Yeah,
but you know that already."
Sarah smiled again and then turned to me.
"So, who are you?"
I looked from her to Addie and then to the curly-haired girl. She was beautiful, with green eyes, cool trainers, grey-black trousers and a black top. I was so nervous.
"Manny,"
I managed to reply.
"I think we should buy you two young ladies a coffee or something," Addie said.
I looked at Addie and then back at the girls, while my hands started to sweat and my heart went crazy. October. We were back at school and Addie was now going out with Sarah. I had discovered that the girl with curly hair was her cousin Lisa, and she went to our school. I could not believe that I had never seen her before. When we had gone for coffee, Lisa and I had not said much to each other, and I thought that she might not like me. But Addie said that she was just shy. I wanted to ask her to go out again, but I was scared of saying something stupid.
And then, what if she said no? I would be so embarrassed. But also, what if she said yes? Then we would be doing things like phoning each other all the time. And if my brother or dad picked up the phone, they would murder me. It is stupid, but for my parents, the only girl that I could see was the one who I would marry. Some families, like Eki's, were more relaxed about it, but not mine. December. I can't believe it took us so long to talk to each other. Lisa smiled and looked across the table at me. We were having a coffee in the town centre. We had met about 10 times since that first day, and we really liked each other. I was hitting my coffee cup with my finger. Lisa pushed my hand away from the cup. "What's the matter? Do I make you nervous?" she asked. "No," I replied quickly before looking away. "Is something wrong?" She looked worried. "It's what I said about not being able to take you home because of my dad." "Manny, I've already told you that it's not a problem. My parents would have no problem if you came to my house." "What do your mum and dad do?" "Mum's a teacher at a school and dad teaches in a university." "You should meet them," she said. "I'd like that," I said. Something about Lisa made me tell her things that I had never told anyone else. She knew everything about my dad, like his traditional ideas, that he was a racist, and his thoughts about my friendship with Addy. I told her about the plans for my arranged marriage when I was 17. I told her that I sometimes dreamed that I was not my parents' child. She took my hand and held it the whole time and listened to me more than anyone else had ever done before. Being with Lisa made me feel amazing. Every time anyone in my house shouted at me, I just started thinking about her. I felt so lucky. She was the best girlfriend ever, and I was much happier with her in my life.